Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, part of the Pull Tab Sports family. This is episode 80. That's a lot. That's a big number. And even though we've done 80 episodes, this episode is going to be unique because I'm going to primarily discuss one day, a day in the life. I'm going to do that to tell one hell of a story. One hell of a drinking story. I'm going to do it to answer a question from a listener. I'm going to do it to, by chance, purvey some wisdom to you. I hope so. Anyway, so it is about 11:30 on Wednesday night, which means I've only had 3 days since the last podcast came out. And normally, you know, my wife might look at me and say, as I'm walking down the basement, do you have enough to talk about? But because she was with me, she was my wing woman on Saturday, that was a rhetorical question. That was almost a joke. Because she knows I have more material in one day, one Saturday, I could do 3 podcasts. So we're going to have some fun today. You'll remember when last we left our hero, I'm going to say that's me, I was trying to find my way to the Gopher hockey game last Friday night. I was given this sort of cryptic, yeah, why don't you go to the game with your buddies, that kind of message. And I had a moment where I didn't know if anybody was going to be able to go, and we ended up going. So a couple things from the Gopher hockey game. I'm observing. So we went down there, and part of when you go to a college hockey game is you want to be in a college environment. So we had stopped at one place right off 280, thinking it would have a vibe, kind of a college vibe. We had been there before, and it had. But when we went in there, it was kind of cavernous and seemed like kind of old people and, I don't know, dirty fingernails. So we modified, and we went to the college club, the KK club. So for you Madison people, that's sacrilegious, I suppose, that we have one now in the U of M, but we do. We went in there. There were some college kids in there, which was cool. And the only real mistake we made is myself and my buddy. We ordered food from the menu when every single college kid in the KK club was only eating one item, which is a $1 grilled cheese special on Friday nights. Now, keep in mind, a college bar like the KK isn't busy till 10:30 at night. So when you're there at 6:30 having some food before a hockey game, there's not that many people in there. But every single person, every college kid that came through was getting a little tiny paper plate or with a grilled cheese on it that was kind of cut in half. So my buddy and I kind of looked at each other at the end of this pregame session like, yeah, we really misplayed that. It's the writing is on the wall. You know, if you're in a restaurant and everybody's eating ramen noodles or $1 grilled cheeses because that's the special and you're trying to get in that college mindset, yeah, we should have joined them. The other thing we observed is when we were coming up kind of in the 90s, the kind of young person outfit was the long sleeve shirt with the short sleeve over it. And now it's a hoodie under stuff. So if you can wear a hoodie under stuff, you look young and free and alive. It's pretty solid. I'm really dancing around this hoodie thing. I'm unsure what it looks like for me, but it is something that is all over college campuses. And a place I can get a hoodie, I've actually been talking to Andy, my personal stylist, because maybe that's why I didn't get a dollar grilled cheese, because I have a personal stylist, and I just I lost track of that. But we've been looking at some fall items. I'm going to be taking a trip to Boston tomorrow. I'll get into that, and I'll be packing basically every J. Hilburn item I have to go on that trip. And, part of what we're looking at on the J. Hilburn side is some of these layered items. I just put a bunch of them on Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod on Instagram. Maybe it's a vest. Maybe it's a shirt that you wear under a sport coat. Maybe it's a hoodie. We don't know. There's kind of some cool jackets that are going to sell out quickly. So here's my pitch to you on J. Hilburn. I've been talking to the guys and trying to explain how cool this is, and it is. But I'm going to talk to the wives now. If you're looking at your dude and he can just do way better, if he's wearing a Pee-wee double A sweatshirt and you're an empty nester, maybe it's time. If you would just like your husband to look better in his clothes, what I would strongly suggest is have Andy at least do a fitting. You don't have to buy anything. Just do a fitting. Get in the system. Get measured. Have your prototype for your custom casual and your custom dress clothes prepared. So wives, just go onto the Instagram, say anything in the comments, and Andy's going to track you down. She'll come to your house. She'll probably bring some wine. Seems to have an unlimited supply of wine, maybe some champagne, and she'll get you fitted and ready for some J. Hilburn. Let the compliments begin. So, couple random thoughts for you. When we parked at the first restaurant we were trying to go to before the Gopher game, outside of the car, there was a single shoe on the ground. So that's terrifying, right? Think of all the times in your life you've been walking or parked somewhere and you see like one, Croc that would fit a four-year-old, or one kid shoe, or one woman shoe. Why is that? That's just scary as hell, isn't it? Just seeing one shoe, it just seems like something bad happened. Like, I don't know if every time you see one shoe, it means there's like, teeth that are going to be found, 5 years from now in that spot. But it's just scary. And the random scary factor, finding one shoe, is up there. What I mean. The other question I have, this is some truly random stuff, but is it disrespectful to a television show to watch it while you're exercising? So, for instance, if you're dialing up the second season of Yellowstone, maybe the best season, and you're trying to binge your way through it, but you're watching an episode like on an elliptical or while you're on a bike, to me, I don't know. It seems like you're missing stuff. I don't know. I just wonder, is that disrespectful to the show? I don't know. So I said I'm going to Boston. I want to congratulate the class of 2020. So the reason we're going out there, our oldest daughter, congratulations, PK, She graduated in 2020, but because that's when COVID broke loose, they basically launched these kids out of campus within 6 days. And now finally, you know, I guess a year and a half later, they're going to recognize many of, you know, recognize the class, I think at like halftime of the football game or maybe beforehand. There's a tailgate. So a lot of the parents are going back. A lot of the kids are going back. I'm really excited. One of the things I'm not excited about is wearing a mask. I've been traveling a lot, and when you're on airplanes and Ubers and Lyfts, you have to wear a mask. So I've been expressing my frustration. You know, it hurts my ears. I'm fully vaccinated. I don't really know what it's doing. So how about this? In the mail this week comes a package, and it has two masks in it. The package is from a company called Breathe, Pray, Love. These masks look like regular masks, but when you put them on, you might as well be wearing a fishnet stocking on your face. They are single ply, soft, doesn't hurt your ears, and by the way, a terrible mask for actually stopping anything from going in and out. So essentially, it's the tagline for this company, as I've looked into it, is they see a mask, the world sees a mask, we see freedom. So I actually contacted the guy that sent me this, and I'm like, you know, what is this? He's like, you know, it just helps us get through this time. You know, my kids all wear them. I just tell them not to let the teacher see too closely or they'll get in trouble. And so I am totally down for this fake mask. I'm so excited. It's going to feel so good. So that's, yeah, Breathe, Pray, Love on the mask. Speaking of sort of like amazing products, I'm going to kind of pack in a couple ads here at the start because we're going to go on a bit of a run. And so, you know, besides the tagline, the world sees a mask, we see freedom. The other best tagline to that is, as a rule, stupidity is covered, which is Will Anderson Insurance. And let me tell you, Willie had himself a day at Tuesday night hockey this week. He started the game early, and he was losing the puck. He was stick handling a lot. And he's sitting on the bench, and he goes, you know what? I'm done stick handling. I don't know if the ice is bad or the puck's warm. I'm just going to use my speed the rest of the way. And let me tell you, that sound you hear, that choo-choo, that is the Will train. And there is no steering wheel on the Will train, only a gas pedal. And he was on fire, scored multiple times. I think he looked 20 years younger. It was awesome. And that's what you need to know about your insurance guy. There's a guy that can make in-game adjustments for you. And that's how insurance works too. You know, something changes, you buy something, you know, your roof gets jacked up. This is a guy that can act in real time and make changes for you. So if you call him and just get a quote, if you reach out on the Instagram, he'll give you one of those t-shirts, which is pretty cool. So we're going to get into it now. So I talked to a buddy today for the first time in a long time, and we were just kind of comparing notes on our lives, and I was dropping the dog off up north because we're going to be in Boston, and I was kind of racing back to get to a meeting in Stillwater, and he kind of laughed, and he said, John, remember what I told you? For a man approaching the age of 50, you need to start building some margin into your life. And I said, now what does that mean again? I remember you saying that, but what does it mean? He said, well, it just means, you know, you're overcommitted. You know, you got to put yourself in a position that if somebody asked you to play golf at 2:30 on a Saturday, you have the ability to say yes or no. It's not, well, I'm already going to dinner at that time, and then I got another thing after that, and then the next morning, you know, I got another thing. He's like, you just got to build a little margin into your life. And then he said, you know what my daughter said the other day? You know, his daughter's in high school. She's a wonderful golfer, both of his daughters. And he said, you were listening to your podcast, and she said, Dad, why does Mr. King live his life like he's still in college? Okay. And I kind of laughed. And then the dad asked me a question, which is the question for the week. He said, do you think that that's a compliment she's asking, or is it a dig? And I didn't hesitate, and I said, it's both, okay? So for my special high school friend and her father, do I have a story for you? Welcome to a day in the life of Sunday morning coming down. All right. Saturday morning, I wake up and I go on my morning run, okay? I've been running basically the same route for 20 years, however long we've been living in this house. And I run down to, you know, Bald Eagle Lake, I take a right, I go to a sign, I touch the same sign, and I run back. For whatever reason, this Saturday morning, I got to Bald Eagle left, and Bald Eagle Lake, and I turned left. And come to find out, it's not as hilly. It's kind of nice. My mind didn't know exactly where I was going, so it kind of went faster. And I came back, another half-hour run, but I just went the other direction. And in my head, I thought, man, I wonder if I just I open some kind of vortex, you know, with this different route. But I kind of put it away. And so then my wife and I, we head up to homecoming tailgate at St. John's University, which is where our son goes here in Minnesota. And for all you Johnnies out there, this experience, this little MIAC school in Collegeville, Minnesota, has tailgating that would rival an SEC school. I mean, thousands of people. There was a live band. There was a DJ. There were people just dancing. We had kind of this Godfather character bring us into the fold. He cooks amazing food. He's got a great spot. He had fireball shots. And by the way, a fireball shot is outstanding, especially if it's cold. And, you know, as one of the college kids was doing it, he just said, it's like French toast sticks in the morning. And that's fairly accurate to what a good fireball shot tastes like. There was also some pasta salad there that might be the best pasta salad in the world. Apparently, it's the recipe that was from Donatelli's, but not the Donatelli's I know in White Bear Lake, a different one, probably in St. Paul. You know, kids in track suits. At one point, I saw a hot dog sticking in the cup holder of a chair that someone was going to come back to and eat later. And then, oh, by the way, the football stadium is carved into the side of a hill. It's absolutely packed. It's a bluebird day. And we go to the tailgate for about an hour and a half. We do a loop. We see the sights. There's a group of kids called the Rat Pack that kind of walk around being crazy. We go into the game. We sit on we stand on the sideline, watch the first half, and then we listen to the second half on the radio. It's actually quite an adult production. You know, have a beer, maybe have a fireball. You're up there for, I don't know, 3.5 hours, and you drive home, okay? So that's how the day starts. We have to get home because I've signed up for the Big Wood Flip Cup tournament. This is something I talked about last week, kind of being anxious about, right? So I'm kind of scrambling to put the team together. We got five people. We got one kind of wild card guy that's going to come in. You know, you're supposed to show spirit. I know this is going to be a group of people. Everybody's dressed in kind of theme. So I grab five hockey jerseys, six hockey jerseys. I throw my helmet on because I'm like, I'm kind of the captain of the squad. I don't want us to look like old people that didn't try, right? So we all get the jerseys on. We meet there. It's a beautiful sunny day. And the teams are awesome. There's seven teams. We get beat by a team called the, God, what were they called? The Daybreakers? No, the Weekenders, okay? These guys were so good. Young, kind of all the, you know, the short shorts, the bright colors. It kind of looked like the kid from Saved by the Bell. They knock us out first round. You know, it's best of three. We lose. I don't even know if we won one game. So we're immediately in the consolation bracket. But we kind of get to watch the other teams play. There's, you know, a Hawaiian team there's one team called the Classics, and they're older and they didn't dress up at all. That's not what I want to be. And then there's a team that kind of fascinates us, and they're all in soccer outfits. So they're basically the same as us, but we're wearing hockey, they're wearing soccer. But we watch them go, and we realize they're actually European. They're talking Spanish, and they have this amazing energy. They're kind of dancing and hugging, and whenever someone's doing the flip cup, they're yelling to each other, tranquilo, tranquilo, which means calm, tranquilo, tranquilo, you know, do it calmly. They're trying to help each other. And then when they would win, it was almost like a ole, 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 ole. They're like jumping and hugging, and it's like something out of the Ryder Cup for Team Europe, right? So I'm like, this is unbelievable. I this energy. And we knew that they were going to pick a best team. And so our team is already basically voting for this team. So at one point, one of the Spanish soccer people asks me to film one of their rounds, and I do, and they win, and I'm so caught up in the moment, I dive into the hog pile with them, and I'm jumping up and down, my hockey helmet flies off, and I'm, you know, I'm yelling, tranquilo, tranquilo, and I'm like, and we start to meet these people, so now we're all mixed together, the teams are mixed together over at the Big Wood, oh, by the way, brief shout out for Big Wood. We should do this properly. You need to go to the tap room. I mean, this was the perfect example. I got there at 4 o'clock. It was absolutely a wonderful day. It was so fun. You know, the beer, the pretzels, the sunshine, the patio, it was awesome. This Sunday, when you're listening to this, I believe they're having another Viking viewing party. So if you roll into Big Wood at noon, you get some beers, you can sit outside, and they got a big television monitor playing that Viking game. The other thing I want to tell you is Big Wood beer trivia, okay? It's on our Instagram. My younger brother is an absolute savage, and he answers the question immediately when the podcast comes out. He goes onto Google, he finds out the crazy answer, and he's trying to win the gift card every single time. And he claims that that's the rules, even if he wins it every time, blah, blah, blah. So what I want you guys to do, just go on to the Big Wood beer trivia for last week, and you'll see my brother has the correct answer, and I just want about 10 of you, 20 of you, just to say ditto, ditto, ditto. And then we're going to do a drawing, and my brother's not going to win. Now, if he does win the drawing after a bunch of you get in there with him, well, then he is truly special. But let's screw over my brother and get more people into the tap room besides blood relatives of mine. So go to Big Wood. We love Big Wood. Thanks for being a part of this. So we get to meet the Spaniards. I'm now talking Spanish because I love talking Spanish. The language of Spanish is so much better than English. It's just so fun. So I'm just completely shifting into Spanish. And sometimes when you're talking to a Spanish person and they respond to you back in English, it means you're not doing a great job. So a little bit of that's happening. We're getting to know them. They're all like Spanish teachers at an immersion school somewhere. So we're like we're best friends now. So we're hanging out. We then make plans. There's going to be karaoke at the Legion at 9 o'clock at night. So keep in mind the Flip Cup game's done at 6. So, you know, we're going to go to the Legion and do karaoke. So at some point, when we're leaving Bigwood, it's clearing out, and I see that someone has left a baby doll that has no clothes on. Which is similar to finding one shoe, but I grab it, and of course, because that's going to be with us the rest of the night, which, by the way, we're about 1/4 of the way into the night. So we go over to the Legion. I got the baby. We get a bunch of Hedgie's pizzas. We get our base. We eat some food. We wait for the karaoke to get set up. They start karaoke. I sing La Bamba to a bunch of Spanish people, which was awesome. There's other songs sung. At one point, we put the baby doll in my hockey helmet, almost like throwing the bouquet at a wedding, and I get all the young Spanish kids. They're all about 23, 24 years old, and I'm spinning the baby in my hockey helmet, and whoever it lands on is going to be the next person to have a child. So that happens. I think we're already naming the baby that one of them is going to have. So then we're done with karaoke. We go over to the 617 and we visit there for a little bit. Now, keep in mind, I'm wearing a hockey helmet and a hockey jersey, and our group is kind of smaller now. So I'm bumping into people I know, and I'm just wearing a hockey helmet. And I've been having too much of a day to really backtrack on the entire story, so I don't even acknowledge it. I'm just like, hey, what's up? Good to see you. And then our group meets a woman having her birthday. But it kind of feels like it's a bachelorette party, but it's her birthday, okay? She puts a pink boa on me. So now I'm wearing a hockey jersey, a pink boa, a hockey helmet. And they invite us to go on their party bus, okay? Now, keep in mind that the distance we traveled on the party bus was from the 617 to the White Bear Bar, which I think is approximately, I don't know, 500 yards. There's a couple stripper poles on this party bus, so we're kind of limbering up on those, seeing what that's like. We get off. At this point, I'm kind of tired. And what I like to do when I'm tired is try to order Ubers and Lyfts, even though we live like a quarter mile from the White Bear Bar or the 617. But at that point in the evening, I'm feeling like having a rideshare experience would be more enjoyable. And then usually my wife will catch me ordering a Lyft the quarter mile to our house that's going to take 17 minutes to get to White Bear. And then she makes me cancel the Lyft and tells us we're going to walk, okay? So we're at that point where I'm probably my second Lyft ride canceled in. And we go to the White Bear Bar. We go inside. Now, we're in the back, and I walk into the bar. You know, I have a little bit of money in my wallet, and I buy some $1 pull tabs. At this point, there's only three of us left. My wife, one guy from the Flip Cup team, and myself. And we we don't win anything on the dollar tabs. And the guy I'm with is like, you should have bought the $5 tabs because they had a box that was brand new. Nothing had been X'd out. So I, unbeknownst to him, I go up to the front of the bar. I get a couple hundred bucks out and I buy, I guess, what would that be? $45 tabs. Okay. We pull a 1,000. And by the way, when you pull a pull tab and you see three zeros, that's pretty cool. Now at this point, the other buddy I'm with, he decides to go in for another 200 of our winnings, and we pull a second 2,000. So we have two $1,000 winners in probably 80 pull tabs total. Unbelievable. We will never, the shooting percentage on that, we will never match, okay? At this point, I buy a pizza, and I, because I even though I've had a lot of pizza before the karaoke, I'm kind of prepping for that late night experience. I carry the pizza home. We walk home, and the next day, I do not feel good. I am horizontal for most of the day. I had another what can only be described as manhole cover pizza experience where, you know, left it in the oven, burned it, didn't eat any of it. You know, when my dog wanted to wake up, I looked out front and there's I don't have my contacts in, there's a black blob out there. As I put my contacts in, it's my hockey helmet upside down on the front walk. Later in the day, the baby shows up. Someone's placed the naked baby on top of my pumpkin in my front yard. And I'm kind of going through the math with the buddy from the White Bear Bar saying, okay, hey, man, I got $750 in my wallet. What do you have in yours? Okay, you got about the same. Okay, what did we tip the gal? Yeah, $100 each time. Okay. Okay, how much were we in for, right? We figure out we're probably in for $400 to $500 total between the two of us, and we won, you know, 2,000. So we're up 1,500 or so, including some generous tips. And I mean, so between boas and pull tabs and Spanish and tranquilo and flip cup tournaments and hockey helmets and naked babies and picking who's going to have a child, this, in a world where most of my buddies are shifting to Cali sober, eat an edible, drink a beer, sink into your couch, this was an absolutely unbelievable ride. It was wild. It was a roller coaster. I felt dangerous, not in a dangerous to myself way, but just in a mischief way. And so to answer that question, why do you live your life that way? Or even, is it a dig or a compliment? This is how I will answer that. As we were meeting the Spaniards, one of my buddies on the team, he said, I want to live my life with that European spirit that you see on that Euro Ryder Cup team, you know, that passion. You know, I want to be chanting and hugging and singing. You know, live your life with Euro spirit. And to tie this all up, after a full day on the couch on Sunday with a trip to McDonald's for the wife and I, some yard work, good for me, but basically an entire day spent horizontal. I went running on Monday morning before work. And I got to Bald Eagle Lake. I got to the tee. Ladies and gentlemen, I turned left again. Get it. Sunshine made me. Lately, life been crazy. Your eyes tell all. We outside.
what I miss. Holding on to you with a tight grip. Lightly, no cap. Heart spilled all over the floor, man. Tongue out, I don't know how to hold that. Nowadays, I don't really wanna hold.